wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, one quick takeaway from Freshworks' first Investor Day last week since the company went public 2 years ago. But first, a few headlines. NVIDIA and Reliance Industries, on September 8th, announced a collaboration to develop India's own foundation large language model trained on the nation's diverse languages and tailored for generative AI applications to serve the world's most populous nation, according to a press release from the AI GPU maker. The companies will work together to build AI infrastructure that is over an order of magnitude more powerful than the fastest supercomputer in India today, NVIDIA said in the release. Apple's much-anticipated iPhone 15 will be unwrapped tomorrow, and it will be nighttime in India, of course. One big change everyone's expecting is the USB-C port that Apple's been forced to switch to after the European Union mandated it for most electronics gadgets in the region by next year. In the past, Apple was one of the last phone makers to embrace big-screen phones, offering 4-inch displays up until 2014's iPhone 6 Plus, at a time when the rest of the industry had moved toward phablets, Tom's Guide notes. A decade earlier, Apple switched the processors in its Mac from PowerPC silicon to Intel chips after it became apparent the former's performance just couldn't keep pace, according to Tom's Guide. Now, of course, the company is steadily moving all its products to its own silicon. So last week, Freshworks organized its first Investor Day on September 7th. Of course, the company has been providing quarterly updates and holding conference calls with analysts and so on since it was listed on the NASDAQ stock exchange 2 years ago. But this was a bona fide investor-focused meet where the company provided some granular data on how it's doing and where it's headed. The one takeaway for me, and probably for many others, was that the company's Freshservice product is growing more than twice as fast as the company's overall growth rate, and not on a very small base either. As many of you know, Freshworks was founded in 2010. It's headquartered in San Mateo, California, and CEO Girish Mathrubootham told analysts and investors that 85% of the company's 5,000 or so employees are in India, mostly in Chennai, but also in Hyderabad and Bengaluru. The company has over 65,000 customers, and 19,000 of those pay the SaaS vendor $5,000 or more every year in subscription fees of its software. This is an important metric that the SaaS sector tracks. Among its customers are Coca-Cola, Honda, Sotheby's, Thomas Cook, Klarna, African Bank, PhonePe, and Mahindra Group. This year, as Freshworks pushes to become profitable, it's delivering 10% free cash flow margins, Mathrubootham said. Freshworks started with the customer support software, Freshdesk, and today the company's overall customer support business line is at about $300 million in annual recurring revenue, and it's growing in the low to mid-teens percent annually, Mathrubootham said. But it's Freshservice, the IT service management software and related products and features, that's emerged as the most promising component of the company's product portfolio. Today, that's our fastest growing product, with north of $250 million in ARR, Mathrubootham said. An important reason could be that, especially post-COVID, large businesses have been overhauling their IT, moving to the cloud more, and looking for ways to reduce the complexity of managing a horde of technology solutions, including multiple software subscriptions. Freshservice clocked $260 million in ARR as at the end of the June quarter, which is Freshworks' fiscal Q2. It was growing at more than 40% at the time compared to the company's overall growth rate of about 20%. The business has a total addressable market of some $20 billion, growing at 12%, according to market researcher and consultancy Gartner, including the areas of IT service management, IT asset management and software asset management, IT infrastructure monitoring, AI ops, service orchestration, and automation platforms. In this segment, our customer is the CIO, or the Chief Information Officer, or a senior IT leader, and we have a lot of traction in mid-market and in enterprise, Freshworks' President Dennis Woodside told analysts and investors on the Investor Day. The company has some 8,500 customers paying more than $5,000 in annual Freshservice subscription fees, he said. In the coming months and quarters, Freshworks will launch more features to capture adjacent opportunities Dennis said, with industry-specific solutions such as government agencies, security operations, governance, risk, and compliance. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.